Okay. This is how we begin. Okay. Please turn to page 3 from yesterday. Just to review, we're going to review, and then we're going to go into some more specifics. From last week, I actually do only page 3. I did pages 3 and 4. Okay. Of Borer, sorting it all out. Yeah. Next week, Gene Schramm requested that I talk about Bishul Achar Bishul. What does that mean, to cook after cooking and things like that? But, you know, I'm not sure that's an entire week-long topic. Maybe I'll see. Actually, it is, because what things are cooking, we'll talk about how to make tea, coffee, all that kind of fun stuff.
Do you think stay on the internet for this particular week? We're going to go to a wedding next week.
Okay.
I'm going to miss, so I probably won't listen until...
No, you can listen to a particular...
Week, so
sure. So far they've got 3 weeks for
it. I have all 3.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they're all going to stay on now.
Yeah, I can give you the CD also. I put it on a CD. You can listen to that if you want. But if you have the internet. It just takes a little while to download. That's all. Okay.
My computer's old. It might not even work.
Okay, so just to review, on the bottom of page 3, okay, we talked about sorting or selecting is permitted when 3 conditions are fulfilled simultaneously. Note, it is absolutely essential that all 3 conditions be present. 1, biyad, by hand. It must be done by hand, not with an instrument or utensil that aids in the selection. Okay? I wanted to clarify that. What about with a fork? Can I use a fork? If I said biyad, then can I use a fork?
No.
What?
Yes.
Yes. Why?
Because it's not particularly a thing.
Correct. It depends. Well, the answer is yes, conditionally. What do I mean? It depends on how you're using it.
You can't use it for food.
What?
You use it to separate food?
Yes. Remember, because why do you use a fork? The fork is just a way so you don't get your hands dirty. Usually. It's a way to grip the food in a better way, in a more civilized way. So here, if I'm gripping the food with my fork and my knife, the fork is an extension of my hand. It's no more useful or better than my hand. On the other hand, what happens if I would want to strain out one item from another? Let's say, for example, I was trying to get rocks out of rice. Then I would just go like that, right? And the rice would fall out, and I'd take the rocks out, correct? Then I'd be using the fork not as a fork, but as a straining device.
Can you use your fingers?
So then, you can't use your fingers either. But in theory, if I wanted to take the ochel from the psolet, let's say I wanted to take the candy out of the rice. And I want to strain out the rice. You understand what I'm saying? So then I would be using the fork, the tongs and the fork, as a straining device. It would be the same thing as if I was using one of these little drivers. Right?
You're using it for 2 purposes.
Well, in that case, I'd be using it for 2 purposes.
So why can't you use it for the purpose that you have in mind to get the piece of food you want out of the jar?
No,
as
soon as you use it as a kli that's meyucha b'kach, as soon as you use it as a utensil that's dedicated and makes the act of borer more efficient, then you're not allowed to use it for that reason. Okay? So, for example, the example I gave was, and I couldn't find one at home, a slotted spoon.
Okay.
Yeah. What?
Chopsticks.
How would chopsticks be a kli? Chopsticks are probably the only thing that could never do borer. How would you do borer with chopsticks? Chopsticks are never more efficient than your hands.
They're an extension of the hand.
Correct. So those would always be permitted.
Okay.
I think those would always be permitted. What? Anytime your hands are permitted, you would be permitted. Okay? Another example. This actually came up, and we're going to see, this actually came up on Shabbat. Somebody called me and said, we're going to talk about liquid mixtures. I have a chalent which has liquid on the top. It's very liquidy. Am I allowed to remove the liquid on the top? She'll say to me, why is that borer? Why is removing liquid from a chalent borer? Correct. It's the same thing. You have a mixture. Well, really what you have is you have a mixture and you have a point of mixture. And we're going to see what the halacha is vis-a-vis that. So in that case, a spoon becomes a kli that's not an extension of your hand. It becomes a kli that allows you to do borer more quickly. Because I'm not going to do it with my hands. If I use a spoon, I'm skimming off, it becomes much more quickly. So we'll see. There's a way you can't do it, and there's a way you can do it, as we'll see.
What if you want the term of the soup?
Oh, so again, though.
Then you want it.
We'll talk about the way to do it and the way not to do it. Okay? Well, then there's a way to do it. As long as you're aware of how to do it, we're all good.
I thought you're always allowed to take what you want from what you don't want.
Not with a clean. Not with a utensil.
Not with a utensil.
Right, remember, not only do it with a utensil, you can do it regularly, but not with a utensil. I'm going to visually show you. I'll give you an example of how that happens.
Like a hot boy, like a
drink. We'll see.
You can spear a matzo ball, but you couldn't lift one out.
With a?
Fork.
Yeah.
You spear it.
Yeah.
And we'll take it back.
A matzo ball out of soup?
Out of water.
Out of water? So the matzo ball out of water is a different case. Actually, the matzo ball you're allowed to. But I'll talk about that also. Remind me to talk about it before the end. Okay. One. Biyad. The matzo ball is allowed. It's allowed, actually. We'll talk about it.
Well, after all I went through this week.
Is that the assumption you got?
Really? Now, but you should walk around, now that you're a little more aware.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
You know, how many times Boa comes up, as you'll soon see. What?
Yeah.
A lot.
This is funny.
Two. Ocha mitol chtovet. You always have to take the good from the bad. So in this case, if I like peanuts, it has to be, I have to take the peanuts out of the raisins. So I take my peanut out, and then I can eat my peanut. I cannot take out the raisins and then be left with the peanuts. Okay? That's the classic example of ochel mitol chtovet. And if you recall, ochel mitol chtovet is not literally food and garbage. It's whatever I want versus whatever I don't want. Okay? So if I wanted to put away the forks, then the chtovet would be the spoons. If I wanted to set only forks, let's say I have a set of forks and spoons, right? And I want to go, I'm serving cake, I'm serving tea, so I only need the spoons. This is the ochel, the spoon is the ochel, and this stuff is the psolet. Okay, it's what I want and what I don't want. And finally, number three, miyad. It has to be for immediate use. I actually thought it would be a cute gimmick to make up these peelers, right? And have them say, miyad, biyad, ochel, mitol, psolet. I thought that would be a very clever little thing. But then I have to talk to the Oxo company and see if they're willing to market it for me. you remember. How would you know? Where should I look? For Boer, look on your peeler, as we'll soon see. Okay. So again, are you finding that I'm confusing you?
No,
you're good. Fine. Okay. Is there one?
Thank you.
You are a little bit confused. Okay, so let's use our classic, our regular example of our peanuts, so that like they do here. Okay, biyad. So I've got a mixture of. Well, anybody have a? I don't know. Nothing. Okay. Yeah, you got a plate? You got a plate? There, he's finished. Thanks.
He doesn't want
any more. One more, I'll give it back. So I've got this mixture of raisins and peanuts. Okay, for those of you listening at home, I have a mixture of raisins and peanuts. Okay? So now, first thing I have to do is biyad. Okay, I could do it biyad. In this case, I could also use a spoon. Is it more efficient to take peanuts with a spoon or with your hand?
With your hand.
With your hand. So the spoon is, by extension, the spoon is making it worse for me, not better. Okay? So I'll take it biyad. Then I have to take ochel mitol chtovet. Which one do you like better?
A raisin.
So you would have to take, if you want the raisins, whatever you want at that time. You're not allowed to take the peanuts out in order to have the raisins. Now the reason why it was that way, in this case, it's almost an equal mixture. In the times of the Gemara, what they were really concerned about is you had a huge quantity of stuff, and you had a little bit of waste, and the normal way was to take away the little bit of waste, what you didn't want from what you did want. And finally, it has to be miyad. In this case, what would miyad be? How long would you have before you could do it beforehand?
Right then and there.
Right then and there, right. Because, you know, you're doing it with your hand. It's very simple to do. There's no reason to do it and then put it down and eat the rest of it later. What if I wanted peanuts and raisins? I just wanted to eat them separately.
Then this is okay, then.
What?
It doesn't matter.
Could I separate them and not eat them?
You can eat them both if you want both.
Yeah.
There's no problem.
Which one do you want first?
Wait, are there three things in there?
No, peanuts and raisins. Whichever one you want first, you take out which one you wanted first. And then by default, left with the one you wanted second. What?
Okay.
Oh, you absolutely got a handful. That's not bow rare. I just took the whole handful.
He doesn't want both. He wants only one or the other.
Although, I happen to think that this is like the best combination of foods ever created. That's just my personal...
You have your hand.
Yeah.
Right? And you just want the nuts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I now take out the raisins?
Drop out the raisins? Do you...
How would you do that?
You're separating, you want to separate the raisins out.
Yeah.
Right, but again, that's absurd.
No, I could not. Right, I could not. How would you drop it? You mean like that? Like, you know,
so... Put the other hand and pull out.
Oh, no, you mean the fact that this one is in your hand already, then it's miyad already? No. Then this would be the other hand. It doesn't matter whether it's in a bowl or in your hand, you're still not allowed to take away the one you don't want. That's considered... So it has to be, again, immediate use with your hands... And you have to take the good from the bad.
What's the rationalization for this?
What?
Is there any rationalization?
Yes.
What?
again, I explained. The rabbis, the original borer was, you had when they were done with making the grain, with grinding up the grain, they had the grains, and they also had debris in the grains. There was some debris that you couldn't winnow, you couldn't sift out, you had to pick it up by hand. Okay, so the normal case, the rabbis felt, of borer, of separating, was going hand by hand and picking out the ones you don't want. That you're not allowed to do. That's a d'oraisa. Okay, that's a violation of a d'oraisa. So the rabbis were afraid that you would do, what's the definition then of separating, of borer? What is the definition of the malacha that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos? So they defined it as saying it's either taking the bad from the good, or taking it for later on, right? Or taking it with a utensil. Any one of those two would be consisting of borer. That's prohibited by the Torah. So the only thing that you're allowed to do is anything that's not reminiscent of borer that was prohibited by the Torah. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand where you're going, the Orisa, as far as taking out the impurity.
Correct.
Back there, but the extension that it goes to playing Uno, the good from the bad, such as that.
The act of borer.
From the white.
The act of borer.
How that gets carried, how the Rabbanim carried that to that extent, or to the extent of the peanuts and the raisins.
I don't understand.
Beyond my comprehension.
Why is it beyond your comprehension? The rabbis.
Because it is.
It's not just, it wasn't just grain. The act itself is prohibited. It's an action. Do you understand what I'm saying? The act is prohibited. It doesn't matter how you apply it, whether you're talking about a ton of grain, or whether you're talking about 10 peanuts and 10 raisins. The act is what the Torah prohibited. The Torah prohibited certain malachas. A malacha is prohibited. For example, there's a malacha of hotza'ah, of taking something outside. Right? What if there was no eruv, and I took a bobby pin outside, I carried it outside. How much work did I do? How much physical labor did I do?
Well, you're doing a
pretty
concept.
You just explained it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Exactly. You understand what I'm saying? Okay.
Let's stop there.
I understand what your issue is, but you think the Torah prohibits a behavior, an activity, and you have to apply that prohibited behavior in the areas in which we live our lives today. Okay. It wasn't just limited to, well, this is grain. It was the act of separating. That's how the rabbis understood the prohibition of the Torah. And they applied it in their day to their Uno, if they were playing cards or whatever they played, and their peanuts and raisins too. You know, this isn't something that's a modern, newfangled thing. This was something that they understood the Torah defined, as we'll see in a second. Yeah?
I remember an example of that. You have soup nuts in soup, but I remember the fly in the soup.
We'll get to the fly in the soup. Well, I'm not going to actually use the fly in the soup because I don't actually... Right. Well, I brought the soup. We're going to see the soup, okay? We'll talk about the fly in the soup. What? You got a fly? Yeah. I want to move on.
Just have a stupid question.
I have a stupid question.
Okay, good. Then why did you put nuts and raisins out on a Sabbath? Why don't you have one thing out so you don't have to deal with it?
What if I like them together?
Is there a problem? What
if I like them together?
But you can't have them together, so.
What do you can't? Sure you could.
You
could eat them all together. You know, no problem.
Have them at the same time.
Right. What if I like them together?
Well, then there's no problem.
Right.
Nuts and raisins. What's wrong with separating two things you like that you want to eat?
And then just have
separately
them
in your mouth.
Right, but which one do you want first?
Does it?
And of course it matters. Whichever you want right away. The one you don't want is the psolet. And, you know, you have to be aware of what the action of separating is. Okay. Turn to page 4. Circumventing borer. This is where it gets important. Okay. How do you get around it? There are primarily... Oh, I need to give you page 1 and 2 of the second thing. F1, F9.
This is new.
Okay. There are primarily 3 methods of circumventing borer. 3 ways of getting around it. Okay? There's almost nothing you can't do on Shabbos. This question is, how are you doing it? Okay? Number 1. Unmixing the mixture or the combination. Okay? Meaning, the only thing that's prohibited is borer is separating a mixture. What's not prohibited?
If you prepare before and have just nuts or just raisins.
No, I have a mixture. I have this here. I want to eat them separately. How would I be permitted to separate them?
Taking out
them. Separate them. I want to separate them. For some reason, the thought of peanuts and raisins living together in the same bowl is just, it's beyond my ability to comprehend. I just can't deal with it. How would I separate them if I wanted to?
Well,
You can. Can I?
Well, here, I'm mixed with extra.
There you go. Let's see. Sorting it out. Page one of the second sheet. Of Boer 2. Still sorting it all out. This is from the same Gemara we saw last week. It's just the next section. Kiasa Rabdimi, Amar, Shabta Amar, when Rabdimi came to discuss, he said, Shabta di Rabibi Havai, we were at Rabibi's house for Shabbos, the Ikla'u Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi arrived. Shada Kamaihu Kilkala Gepere, he threw in front of them a basket, how would you translate her for Kilkala? You don't know? Kilkala, anyone? What?
Spoiled.
No, Kilkala means a gathering of fruits.
Gathering.
Okay. The Lo Yadana, we don't know why he did that. Inishum Disavar Ocha Mitoch Solet Aser. Perhaps he felt that Ocha Mitoch Solet was Aser. Inishum Ayin Yafehu Dimachavin. Maybe he just wanted to do it in a nice way. He wanted to avoid shyness. He threw it in front of them. What does that mean, he threw it in front of them? Says Rashi, Shada Kamayu. If you see the Rashi on the right side, see the Rashi on the right side right next to there? Velo racha livror ha'ochel mitoch ha'alin. He didn't want to be borer to select the food from the leaves. Velatek bifnei kol echad ve'echad, and make it to put in front of everyone. Rather, elashatcham, shtacham, rather, he spread them over an area. Ve'hem notlim ve'ochlim, and then they would take what they wanted. In this act of spreading it out, the food became separated in and of itself. So how? See, I want my peanuts and raisins separated. Now I have a mixture. Now I don't. What? Like a silverware. So now I have a peanut here. I have a peanut here. I have a peanut here. A peanut here. Right? I didn't separate a mixture. I separated individual pieces. So now look what I did. I just separated. So you'll say to me, come on, it's just semantics, right? What's the big difference? What's the big difference? What? It's not the kapra. That's not the malacha. That's not the malacha. That is not a kapra. That is not the malacha. The malacha is saying, I have a mixture, and I'm separating them out. That is the malacha. That's what the Torah defines as the malacha.
So
if I can avoid the separate, it doesn't mean that's the thing. Don't think the Boer means you're not allowed to separate two things. Barmans are not allowed to separate two things in the prohibited fashion. That's the malacha. You understand what I'm saying?
But
that's an important point.
Spread out, they're still mixed.
Are you allowed to warm up food on Shabbos?
Yes.
Yeah. We eat cold.
Come on, come on, there. Come on, there. Okay. You have a chair right here?
For fair.
Are you allowed to warm up food on Shabbos?
Yes. But you can't put it in the oven.
It depends how.
Right, it depends how.
So something is not prohibited or not prohibited. It's the method that's prohibited. Right? Sometimes, some things you're not allowed to do under any circumstance. You can't get in your car and drive to show. I don't care how many rabbis say it's okay. It is not okay. I can't. I'm adding. By the way.
We haven't figured out.
I'll just tell you. Somebody sent me from the Forward an article, a friend of mine from New York, that in a speech at the Conservative Movement's convention last week, the head of the seminary, the Conservative Movement, JTS, Rabbi Scorch, Itamar Scorch, got up and said, maybe it was a mistake for us to allow conservative people to drive to Shul on Shabbos.
Oh.
That's what he said.
He's backing up.
He was widely condemned. But that's what he said.
What was his reasoning for saying that?
Oh, it wasn't a Chilul Shabbos issue. That didn't bother him.
I know that, but what
the problem was is they find the conservative movement, they're not creating Shabbos communities.
Right.
There's no sense of community because you could drive somewhere ever.
That's right. That's it. There's no
sense. And so all the people are complaining and saying, you know, well, it's impossible to create a community because people live so far out, and how in today's day and age can you create a Shabbos community? And I'm thinking, thank God, we do pretty well. If people are Shomer Shabbos, then you create a Shabbos community. If you're not, then you have a difficult problem. And maybe they're not Shomer Shabbos because you told them they don't have to be. Okay, anyway. But I digress because I couldn't hold that. Okay.
That's interesting.
So that's one way. So let's go to number one. Silverware. Okay, let's go back on page four. Forbidden way to separate. I am Friday night. First of all, there's a very easy thing. I'm washing the dishes. whoever's listening to this tape, I feel bad for them. Let's say, for example, this is my sink, right? So I'm washing them off. And yeah, we're going to talk about how to wash specifically also. I'm washing it up. I've got a spoon. Now a clean spoon. I have a clean spoon in my hand. Am I separating it from anything?
No.
I make a spoon. I've got a fork. I've got a fork in my hand. I know I'm going to want to set the table now. Then I put the fork separately in a separate pile. There's nothing wrong with me, no problem doing that. Absolutely no problem whatsoever. I got a knife. So I make a knife pile. You know, if you are aware of Blowrare, and you know I want to set the table now. What? No, because I'm not picking it up to sort it. I'm picking it up to wash it. When you wash it, how do you wash it?
Well, you set the table.
Yeah, but you're specifically doing it to set the
table. I'm washing it Friday night. I'm washing it Friday night.
Oh, for the next.
I'm putting it in a specific place. After I... Each time, every time I push it out to wash it, I hope you wash it, you know. When I was in camp, I was in camp Morris, which is the kind of link camp.
Where are you picking the utensils
up? From the dishes. From the sink. I pick it up. Rinse it off, right?
Okay.
Wash it off. Now I have, it's not in the mixture. But I'm picking them up randomly.
He's taking what he wants.
I'm picking them up randomly, right?
No, he's taking what he's getting. He's not taking what he's getting.
Right.
I'm taking randomly, exactly.
And then what are you doing with them?
Now I'm putting it
from the sink.
I'm washing it, and then I put it down in the next pile.
In your what?
In my nice pile. Because remember, now that I am holding this thing and I pulled it out randomly, I don't have a mixture. I just have a knife in my hand. Can I put a knife where I want?
Yeah.
I put it anywhere I want, so I'm putting it in my nice pile.
You're not supposed to wash them. You're supposed to just leave the dishes dirty.
What happens if I guess tomorrow?
We'll talk about that.
All right, now you got your pile. Wait, hold on. I have to tell you the story. So I was in Camp Morris. I was a waiter. So the first 2 weeks, they gave them plastic silverware. All of a sudden, 2 weeks later, they decided this is costing way too much money. And they pulled out the real silverware. Do you know who was supposed to clean the real silverware? The waiters. Okay, you take a look at it. You know how we were told to clean the silverware? Put all the silverware in a bucket, dump in a couple spoonfuls of bleach, leave it until the next meal, and then rinse it out. There was a mutiny, and the guys demanded the plastic silverware back, because they had been waiters beforehand also. So next time you go to summer camp, just make sure to wash the silverware. It was really disgusting. Yeah.
What's the proper way of loading up a dishwasher?
Yeah.
Wasn't
going to
wash it.
So it was
in the dishwasher. Wash Saturday night.
Yeah. So
that's what I was doing.
Just put it in. Yeah, you just put it in. You put it straight in. Right. But here again, I'm ending with a sorted product. But I'm doing it in a permissible way. So that's one way. That's one solution if you're washing it. Another is if I have a mixture. I already have the mixture. I'm stuck with the forks and spoons and knives, right? And I need to set the table. Right? So the one solution is... unmix them, but you got to really unmix them. So now I have to see a spoon here. I'm allowed to take a spoon out of a non-mixed, you know, silverware on the table, and then I've avoided the problem of Blowrare. So yeah, it's how you get there, and how you get there is very important.
Does it require for it to be a mixture? Does it have to be touching each other?
Yeah. Well, like what? What are you telling me? For example,
you've got the silverware touching each other. You have the
knife. If it was like this, they're not.
The fruit and when they spread them out, they're touching each other.
Correct. That's not a mixture.
What?
That's a mixture.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I was.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you setting from the drawer where they're already?
Great. Set the table. You're fine. You're good.
But you can't just take a handful of everything and put them in your hand.
Correct. Correct.
If you're smart, you could do this.
You see how I'm holding them separately? I could do this.
I do this.
Because I'm holding them separate.
I was a bus boy. I did this all the time.
You can't lift them all up and then take them up. You know, why would you create for yourself problems? Yes.
Spread them around. Then the raisins. And then separate the raisins. And then separate the raisins and the nuts for tomorrow.
Yeah, because remember, it's not Blowrare anymore. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's a machlokes, and it's actually a machlokes. From what I saw in the footnotes, it's a machlokes. Whether it's a machlokes, but I think most people can say that there's no reason. If it removes the problem of Blowrare, then it should be permissible even for tomorrow. It should be permissible for no reason. It's not Blowrare. It doesn't violate the melacha. Milton.
So there's no issue that you have to use right away. I mean, even because you're doing it now and you can use it for tomorrow.
Correct. Right. That's why you want to set. That's the way to set the table on Friday night for the next day.
Okay.
That solves that problem. Yes, put your mouth, okay?
Oh, you can set
your mouth. Your mouth's
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
You can set your table.
This is the way to set the table for the next day.
Okay, one other question.
Yeah.
You know about the fruit that you were just learning. You have.
He had, in their mixture, they had fruit and leaves all mixed together. Right? Because they didn't get it at the grocery store. They picked them on the vine. So there are fruit and leaves all together. Do you understand what I'm saying?
So you go to a... So now fruits can be mixed together?
What do you
apples
mean?
And oranges and grapes can be in the same one big mishmash? One big bowl?
Right.
And you're not separating them? Or are you?
I don't understand. Explain. Ask me a question.
You go to Charles Schutte's.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you allowed to have apples and oranges and grapes in one big bowl?
Yeah, sure, because you just want to take what you want. Remember, you're Shamach L'Suda, you're about to go sit down and eat,
right?
And you can take the ochel, the apple, right? I have my grapefruit. I want to take that grapefruit out. I take it, I see it in the bottom, I go dig down and I take it out. I took the ochel, what I wanted, from the sholat that I didn't want, with my hand, miyad, right away, right before the Suda.
But what if it's so buried that you have to take stuff off
of it? Moving stuff to the side is not considered sorting. I'm just moving it out of the way in order to get what I want. That's called shiluk, removing. You're allowed to remove stuff to the side because I don't want it. You know, I'm not taking it out of the mixture. I'm just moving it to the side in order to dig down to the thing that I want.
Mixture?
What?
What if you want to use a mixture? What's the melon? You want to break?
Take whatever you want. You're good. Take what you want.
One at a time? One species?
Yeah, take what you want. Whatever you want.
Can I load up a plate with a mixture?
Yes, absolutely. You're not mixing. In that case, you're not mixing it or not mixing at all.
We're not talking about anymore. We're
talking about anything else. It depends on how much loading you're talking about here. Then you have to talk to your wife. I can't help you with that. Okay, so if you see your silverware, forbidden way to separate would be, you can write in if you want, you don't have to if you don't want to. Forbidden way to separate would be, very simply, to set the table on Friday night, right, from a mixture of silverware, because it's not niyat.
Not
a spread out mixture. Yeah. From a mixture. Okay? What's a permissible way to separate? To spread it out, and then you're good. Spread it out to remove the mixture. Number two, tomatoes and salad. I've got tomatoes in my salad. I don't like tomatoes. I know, I'm not a tomato guy. The irony is I like tomatoes in hamburgers. That's okay. I like tomatoes and ketchup especially. Okay. What? So now what do I do? How do I take the tomatoes out of the salad?
You take the rest of the salad.
There is no way to take the tomato out of the salad. Correct.
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to spread the salad all over the table. Oh, okay. My son Bichala loves tomatoes. He'll be happy to pick all the tomatoes out of my salad.
You can take the formula he wants, though.
Correct. If Bichala wants the tomatoes, then I could. Right. Now, let's say I'm sitting out at a restaurant, or I'm sitting at a Shabbos meal, and my son happens to be playing blissfully somewhere else. How would I remove the tomatoes from the salad?
You
can't spread it out, right?
You can take the salad.
Correct. I eat around it. That's the answer.
You could also take some of it.
Tomato stay on the bottom. Correct.
Eat the salad.
What's that?
You take the mixture, put some.
But our inclination, unless you train yourself, is to take up the tomatoes. If there's something you don't like, let's say I get a pizza with olives, I can't touch it. I have to take out the olives. So normally, if you're not trained, you know, with halachas of Boer, in that case, your real inclination is to take out the things you don't like. I mean, eat the salad the way it is. Okay. Yeah.
Is that why when we were told in camp that you eat watermelon? Eat the
talk about watermelon too. Yeah.
You could
shake this.
What's the question?
You take a fork.
Yeah, no, you couldn't use a strainer. A strainer is a specific kli. Again, it's a utensil that's used for bow rare. So then you would not be able to. That would be a problem. Yeah.
Okay. We talked about when you were drying the silverware was drying the silverware. And you put down, what if somebody was going to put it in the next day?
Oh,
can you then put it in the drawer? Can you put the fork in the forks and the knives and the spoons in the spoons?
Is it already separated? How do you get separated?
No, you wash one fork.
Put it down?
No, you didn't put it down because somebody had to dry it first.
Okay.
And then,
whoever dried it, put it... Right. You can then, if whoever's drying it is holding one knife at a time, put it down right away. Yeah, then you can put it away.
Can you open up the drawer and put it with the other forks?
Right, as long as you're doing one at a time, again, you're not separating a mixture. The act of separating occurs when you hold it out of the sink. As long as you're pulling it up randomly, then I'm holding one knife. I'm not holding, a knife and a fork. But personally, when I do silverware, I don't have patience to do one at a time. As long as I know I'm setting the table on the next day. Otherwise, it just drives me crazy. Okay. Next one. We're going to talk about soup nuts and soup. I don't have soup nuts here, but I have soup and Muslim soup.
What about scrabble?
What?
Scrabble's
tricky.
Yeah, that's
next. I was going to skip it. I was hoping to skip it. Okay. Why not play scrabble? Can you play scrabble on Shabbos?
Yes. Yes.
Are you saying words?
Yes.
No hot water?
No.
Look in the hot. There's a hot water heater in the kitchen. It should still be on. So the post-game hold. It depends what kind of scrabble you use. Right.
You think it is?
I specifically have the cheapo scrabble.
Okay.
Why?
Because the expensive one has the plastic separation in between, right. And you're not making a word because it's all separated into letters instead, and the letters happen to be next to each other.
I heard exactly the opposite.
I heard we should use a half of expensive one and a half.
All right. You found it? Okay. Okay. So now, when I pick my pieces, it's not a problem. I'm picking them randomly, right? Unless you're cheating, in which case that's a different problem. I can't help you with that. Okay. So now, the problem happens when I have, now, I've got, wow, I'm taking good letters. I never get any vowels. L-T-S-K-R-R. So is that seven? And a B. Okay, whatever. Right. Right. You know, the Scrabble Championship was last night. I saw it on ESPN. The guy won $50,000. The guy, no, I don't know. The guy put a word down, challenge. It was not a word. And what do you know? So now, I need a vowel here. No vowels.
No vowels.
Trying a vowel.
I'd like to buy a vowel.
I'd like to buy a vowel.
Please. First of all, now I'm definitely being Boer. You see what I'm doing? Right. That's, well, I'm cheating and being Boer. Okay.
You're cheating.
So you see I have T-A-R-L-I. So what I want to make? I want to make trail, right? So now, if I have a mixture, would you consider this a mixture or would you consider these independent? Everybody should agree that it's a mixture. Even if it's a mixture. So now, if I take my A away, right? I want to take the A away in order to, I can do, pearl, right? But then I want the R. It's very, very complicated. It's really involved. You have to be very careful that you're taking what you want as opposed to not taking what you don't want. So now I've got trails, and I can make a double word score and get a pretty big word. But you understand, now that you see the idea of Bo'ocha Mitoch Sholer, it's, what? With an A? Is it an E?
E.
Okay. In Aviva's world, I could spell Sholer. Okay. What I'm trying to show you is, it's not so simple. The letters are not so simple. What? So according to Aviva, this word, but I don't think so. I think you need to have a board. A board that's not permanent. Right. The board is not permanent. The nicer ones, it make the board, the letters are set in the board. So, what?
But it's more permanent.
I think it's more recommendation.
No, I don't think it's a recommendation. I mean, the postal guy's
fine permanent.
We'll look it up for next week. Okay. How do you teach score gun?
Above.
All right, that was the minute. Great, right, I always have a book.
What? You know, the ABC and the Z ones.
Yeah.
So they have.
Are you putting them in order? Again.
Yeah.
Depends how you do it. The point is, this idea of Bora comes up all the time, really all the time. Where's my soup? Okay. I've got my soup here. Excellent. 1 second. Let's learn it. Okay?
So what do you decide about Scrabble?
What about Scrabble? What? No, I'm talking about today. Scrabble, you could do if you're very careful. But what I'm telling you is, if you're not careful, you could be bored easily. Really easily.
Move
you know?
The letters you want.
If you're taking what you don't want out of the mixture that you do want, you know, you got to be careful, right? Cause, but the thing about Scrabble is, and this is a little tricky, sometimes you just play with the letters. To move them around. You know, I want to see what would happen if I put this there. I don't know. It's hard. It's an iffy proposition, it seems to me. Okay. Next, look at source number two. Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Yud Tet. We're going to skip to the second one, which is Yud Zayin. Yud Zayin. HaMechabetz. What does Mechabetz mean? Anybody know their Hebrew? Mechabetz? Rashi, I'm sorry, Rama, Pirush, Shemotzi hachema min hachalav. Okay, they didn't get milk from the store. How did they get milk? From the cow. Has anybody ever seen real cow's milk?
Or a goat.
What does it look like when you get it? It's delicious, isn't it?
It's chicken, uneven.
What happens when you leave it?
It
separates. But no, not real milk. It turns blue. It's thick.
Kind of
the off
white.
Did you? Yeah, just Kensington.
Oh, good for you.
It separates. So what do you want to do? You got your milk, and this is a real life for them. You know, this is not real life for us. But it has, right. And you want to take off the cream. Why do you want to take off the cream? To make butter, cheese, it's all the stuff that you need. No, they wanted the fat. They wanted that. Okay. So you wanted that. Toleda borerhu. That's a tolda of borer.
Subcategory.
A subcategory. Thank you. Of borer. Okay. Why? Again, I have a mixture of cream and milk. At the point of mixture, at that point, very important to know, they're mixed. Above the cream, there's a cream line. Right above there is only cream. Below there, only milk. But at the point of mixture, that's where they're mixed. That's where the problem of borer comes up. Okay? And then that's it. Well, this is a little tricky for me. So what do you do? So it says, look at the taz. This is a very important taz. Taz is the bottom line, you gimel. This is a taz, the Turei Zav. The Turei Zav is Rabbeinu David something, I don't remember. Okay? He's a commentator on the Shulchan Aruch. In the big book. You ever see one of those big Shulchan Aruch? Okay. So there's a tie. Skip to the second line. Where it says Yesh, the beginning of the second line. See it? Mm-hmm. Yesh Isur, there's a prohibition. Kishenoflin Zevuvim Lakos. Let's say a fly falls in your cup. Shelo Yotzi HaZevuvim Levadan Min HaKos. Don't take that fly, you can't take it alone, out of the soup. Why? Kibore Psolet. Because you're being borer, you're taking what I don't want from what I do want. What's the solution? Ela yikach min hamashke sash imahem. If I take some soup with my fly, then I'm okay. What? By the way, there's a Gemara that talks about that. A Gemara that says that a person, there are three types of people in the world. A person, if they have a fly in their soup, the Gemara says, if you eat the fly with the soup, you're a manuvel. It's disgusting. If you throw out the whole soup, you're a chanyak. Yeah, you're a waster. You're a waster. So what should a normal person do? Take out the fly and eat the soup. That's what the Gemara says. It's a Gemara. Okay. By the way, I personally love these dry, disgusting vegetables that are in this thing. I always eat them first. They're the greatest. But Aviva hates the vegetables. So she takes
on
Shabbos. So what do you do? By the way, it's not so clear that you could do this on Shabbos. You can't make it on Shabbos, I don't think. No. I can think of a reason why not, but no.
Have an oatmeal.
What? No, oatmeal for sure not. Oatmeal for sure not. We'll talk about oatmeal another day. And keep a question. Okay, that's another malacha. So now I can't, see what I just did? I can't pick out my fly. I'm sorry, my vegetable. My little pea. Okay? But what can I do? I can take out a bunch of stuff, and then I'm fine.
But if you like the pee and want the pee, then
oh, if I want the pee, take it out. Right? Take it out.
I mean, the floor.
What? These are not healthy, trust me. I actually, this is the most unhealthy stuff. It's so good, though. Is anybody done with their cup?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. What happens, this happens very often. What happens if I don't want the soup? I just want to eat the noodles. Very often. Does it have nothing?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put it this way. What happens if you don't have it very often, you have soup, and you have stuff at the bottom of the soup? Okay, and I really want to eat the stuff at the bottom of the soup. Or the other way around. What happens if I just want the soup and I don't want the noodles?
You pour out the soup with some of the noodles.
Okay. I pour out the soup with some of the noodles. Now, can I go like this?
No.
All right. Okay. I can pour. Pouring is allowed. But only as much as I'm just really pouring. As soon as it stops pouring, this is really gross. I'm just pouring and pouring.
Sodium things.
Yeah. Right? See? I have a little noodles in here if you look carefully. Okay. I have noodles in here, but nonetheless, I still pour it out and I'm fine. But you're not allowed to use the cover, use the top, use the spoon, because then you're using a kli and you're really making it like a strainer. You're straining it, and that would not be permitted. No matter whether I want it. Now, what happens if I just want the noodles? Can I still pour the water out? You can do a derech pouring. You can pour. Remember, pouring is not considered borer. I'm not being borer. I'm just pouring. If I'm pouring indiscriminately and I'm just pouring, this happens very often with.
That's not really a mixture.
You know what you're doing.
I'm allowed to pour. I'm not doing an act of separating. Remember, it's an act.
You're separating the water from the rest.
Oh, yeah? Take a look.
Solids from the liquid.
Okay, one minute. Here's your toll for the
soup. Okay, now you got a few noodles in here.
Right.
As long as you have some of this stuff with it.
Now I just spread out the whole soup. Yeah.
No, but you're separating the majority of the noodles from the liquid.
That's true. Didn't the Taj say that I was separating the fly from the soup? I was. That's true. But I also took some soup with it. So I didn't do it in a prohibited way.
Oh, so now go back to your peanuts.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's go back to the peanuts. Yeah. If I separated my peanuts and took a few raisins with it, what's the difference?
Correct.
Right.
That's correct.
No problem.
You're right.
No, you said there is a problem.
You see, I see a bunch of peanuts. I want that bunch. Oh, I really want peanuts more. So if I could take those peanuts and really have, I'm left with like 4 or 5 raisins, that's not separating. Rather all over the floor, but that's not separating because I'm stuck with a mixture. I did not separate. You're absolutely correct. That's exactly the solution. One solution to Boer is as long as you left some of the mixture together and you haven't separated. Because the act of Boer is to remove that which I don't want from which I want. And do I now have a mixture still? You have a mixture in there?
Yes.
Yes, not a big one, but you certainly have a mixture. Okay, remember, it's how you do it. That's what was defined as a malacha.
What if none of the noodles come out with?
Again, the act of pouring is not considered borer. I'm pouring. Now, as soon as, you're skimming, then you're not allowed to do that. Then you have to stop. But if you're really just pouring, that you're allowed to do. Okay?
Okay, and what about taking stuff out of a soup pot?
What do you want to take out?
Let's say I have kids who only want matzo ball, kids who only want vegetables.
That was a matzo ball question that we had before. The question is, what's the definition of a mixture? How much is considered mixed? Okay, so everybody would agree that the soup and this liquid and the noodles are mixed together. But the posting writes that when you have what's called a davar gush, a solid item in the middle of clear liquid, that would not be considered mixed together because they're both readily identifiable. So you're a matzo ball, you could pull out the matzo ball or you could pull out the vegetable in a clear soup because it's not all mixed together. Now the line of demarcation is very murky. It's hard to know at what point, if the soup now is not clear and the pieces are a little smaller, then I start being wary. But as long as you have big pieces, let's say I have a piece of fish in a thing of like a liquid. So you can pull the fish out of the liquid because they're not mixed together. Right? You understand? So in this case, I would say you can take the vegetable out that you want, especially the ones that you want and the ones that don't want. Especially if they want the matzo ball, you're no problem anyway. You can take the matzo ball out. But even if you didn't want the matzo ball, since it's not considered mixed in with the soup, you'd be allowed to remove it.
Could you use a utensil to pick the matzo ball out of the liquid.
Yes.
Like a fork.
Like a fork? Like, yeah. No, like a spoon?
Like a special...
Like this.
Slotted spoon.
Like this. Yes. Why? Why would I say yes?
Because it's a fact.
Because it's solid, because it's not mixed together.
Right.
Correct. That's correct. Well, I could take one of these.
Argument.
Right? Now, I couldn't do this to my noodles, right?
Why?
Because see, these are mixed together. This is not a solid item. Mm-hmm. It's really mixed in well. The liquid and the noodles are mixed in very well. But if I would dump in my cucumber, right? Then I could do this. Why? Because the cucumber is pretty readily identifiable in the soup. A picture is worth a thousand words, don't you think?
Okay, Al, ready?
For
meatballs and stuff.
You're lucky I don't have
What does he say?
why don't you explain on the tape what you just did?
So you really got to come. You can't. What? You have a camera? You missed a good picture. What can I tell you? I have to check specifically.
Meatball and sauce?
Ask me after the show. I have to check.
Anytime
you just see again, right? It becomes more murky. The more, the less differentiation between the solid and the liquid, the harder it is. Meatball and sauce, you might be still okay, because those are separate things. Maybe now he writes in his book, Rabbi Ribia. He writes ice in water are considered separate. They're not considered mixed in together. Slotted spoon to take out ice from a bowl. Well, let's take a look. 1 second. I actually have memorized this thing totally already. Okay. One second. Hold on.
Yes.
Isn't there another bowl of
Here we are. If the objects and substances are not absorbed or interfused, a halakhic mixture does not exist. If the different objects or substances are readily distinguishable because of a clear, striking difference in their consistencies or structures. Example, chunks of potato, chicken, matzo balls, or the like in soup. There you go. So they're not mixed. If they're not mixed, what does that mean? You can separate them any way you want. They're not mixed. Large sizes of fruit in fruit soup, pickles, and brine. So your pickles are not mixed, okay? I wouldn't strain out the liquid, though. Meatballs and sauce. Okay. Ice cubes in soda. All those he thinks are okay. Okay? Liquid that settles on top of yogurt. So again, it's skin that also settles on the top. So you can remove skin that is formed. That's not considered mixed.
Like the fat on the soup or the fat on the...
So now it depends. If it becomes a solid... That's if it becomes a solid. But once, if it's liquid... So now let's talk about my soup problem.
The way you turn it up, skin, like if you're making the pudding, you have the skin on top of the pudding.
Anybody have a clean cup? Have a clean cup? Can you get me a clean cup? Would you mind? Okay. This comes up very often. Let's assume, this opening, what I'm doing now, the opening of the can is another issue. That I don't want to clarify right now, because it's not... This can is, I think, not so simple, what I just did. I don't think you could do what he just did. Okay? But a person's inclination, very often, when you have tuna fish, when you have cans, when you have stuff like that, what's the first thing you're going to do?
Drain.
You're going to drain it out. Okay?
Drain the oil.
Right. So now, I'm pouring. But if I'm draining, it depends what I'm doing. Right? If I pour, I actually got a little food in there. Right? It just so happens that I love the juice, and I save it for last. That's my personal thing. Okay? But if you're going to use your spoon and block it, then again, you're not allowed to do that. Okay, now, what would happen though? So now I have liquid on the top. Okay? Here, in this case specifically, the liquid is right up to the top of it. It's right where the fruits are. So I would not be able to do the following. I could not skim off the top because I have to push into the liquid. But if the liquid was above the surface, and that's what I told the person who asked me the shayla on Shabbos. It's good that he asked me this week. I just learned it. Since the soup was very liquidy, if you only want to remove the liquid that's above the surface of the talent, everybody understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're removing the liquid that's above the surface, you're not being vorer, because you're just removing the thing that isn't mixed. Then once you get down to the challenge, what's another solution?
Take some of the challenge out
with it.
So how can you do it if you just have the liquid on top of it?
If the liquid is on top, I can remove what's on top without touching the stuff. Remember, because it's not mixed. But now if I have a problem, which I want to take the liquid out, I'd have to take some of the fruit with it, as you can see.
You know what? This is just like soup. Now you can
clearly tell what's the liquid and what's the
soup. All right, good example. Bad example. Right.
Okay.
Bad example. I'll get
you. You could take off that extra liquid if you have extra liquid in your toast.
And it's only the stuff that's on the top, remember, because you're not the stuff that's not mixed in. Okay? Yeah. I don't think so. Because then again... I think the chowent, because of the nature of chowent, becomes so mixed together.
No, it's not.
It depends on...
If you just have, I have meat and potato soup, then it's not chowent. So ask me, I'll be specific. If you have meat and potato soup, literally, and it's very liquidy, then I think that would fall under the rubric of what you just described. No, then you're out of your trouble.
I still can't understand.
I think, one of the things that I think is a problem for we often use, that we have, hold on, one of the things that we have very often is a cucumber salad. And I think to use a slotted spoon in that case would be a problem. Because it's so small, the pieces are now so small, that they'd be considered mixed together, and you'd use the spoon specifically so as not to get the juice, because who wants... You know, your chicken swimming and juice of, whatever. You don't want that. So that in that case, I view the spoon as a kli that's miyuchad that's specifically intended for separating. Abiba.
It's not a stop.
Yeah.
I'm a customer. Yeah. And I never
hear more untapped. Oh, I love those untapped ones.
Yeah, but I know.
Yeah.
So you might have all
the other
people.
Yeah.
What do you do? You love this?
What do you want to do?
I want to eat the
unpopped
ones.
Okay. So what's the solution? Eat the popped ones. Yes. Okay. Good. So now you already. I'm glad to hear this. You're already in the mind frame of Boer. You already know what the proper way to do it is.
Okay.
What couldn't you do, Aviva? What could you not do?
You couldn't just melt.
Correct. What else couldn't you do? You couldn't take out the good from the bad before you're ready to eat it.
Correct.
It has to be miyad. Yeah.
Remove the liquid from the top of the toe.
Yeah.
But there's still liquid there.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to tip the bowl, the pot?
Again, it depends. Are you doing it for just tipping the heat about you're allowed to do?
So that you have more liquid exposed on top of the...
Oh, I mean, to tip it to get more liquid exposed? Yeah. I don't know. I can't answer that question. You can pour it off.
You might be considered mixed yard.
Next! Okay.
I have a question about that.
Hold on. Let's turn to the transmage. Yes.
That utensil. Why is not... No. This one. Why is that not considered a sister?
It is.
Oh,
I don't know.
It would be. Yeah.
You said about using it.
You couldn't use it. I said in this case you could not because I'm using it different to strain out the soup.
Right. But there's another... When you pick out the...
Oh,
cucumber.
Why could I use it?
Yeah.
Because it's just a solid. I'm picking out the solid. There's no problem of picking out a solid from a...
There's no soup in a cucumber.
If you put cucumber in your soup, you have other problems. So the what?
Yeah.
You can try to get some. I mean, between you can try to get as much... Oh, you mean can I take the spoon and then go like that?
Yeah.
No, that I don't think you can do either.
Because
remember, that's more efficient than your hand. Then you're using it as a strainer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can try to take as much solid as you can. Okay.
That's it.
What about peeling? Remember we talked at the end of last week about peeling a fruit or peeling a vegetable. So we said peeling is considered part of Boer. Is this ringing a bell? Very important to know. So it says, this is a Smir Shabbos Kehil Chasa on page 2. Mutar liklof et aklifa shel peirot yirakot beitim. The peel may be removed from fruits, vegetables, eggs, and so forth. The ofen mubur al-halal, as it will be described in the below. The zot bishim she'i afshar lahagia la'ochol zeh b'ofen acher v'derech achilatam bekach. So this I'm sure that Eddie's not going to like, but the rabbis...
If I am just a peon, ignorant
person. No,
that's not how it should be done.
Okay. You cannot get... Well, I'll use this example. You cannot get to the delicious pink pulp of this grapefruit without first going through the peel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So even though I'm removing the bad from the good, this is considered derech achilatam bekach. This is the way it is eaten. So therefore, one may peel the grapefruit in order to get to the fruit. On what condition again? What is the condition?
Right away.
Miyad, biyad, oh, you know, in this case, you're getting the food from the psola.
So you could not cut it in half of the knife and then peel, because now already you can get to the...
So they ask that child, how come I don't have to do that? How come I don't have to cut it and scoop it out? Because so the answer was, that's not the way it's normally eaten. The rabbi didn't require you to do that. Once peeling was permitted, you don't have to do that. Now, they asked that question about a banana. Instead of peeling a banana, cut the banana in half and scoop out the stuff.
The normal way of eating a grapefruit is having it sliced and then taking out the sections with a spoon.
That might be how you eat it.
That's the way they do it.
A grapefruit.
In the Catskills, that's the only way it was served.
A grapefruit is normally cut in half. And then
I like peeling it neat.
An orange is usually peeled.
Right.
I peel my grapefruit.
The reason is, people don't understand.
Grapefruit is
you have to only eat the pulp of a grapefruit, otherwise it tastes bad. Right? So I peel it, and then I'll just eat the pulp bit. Which is why
you may peel it.
That's it.
Peel an orange.
Okay. Lyman, look at Lyman, number 30. I gotta finish.
Okay.
The real question is, can you use a peeler or not? Can you use a peeler on Shabbos? What?
Maybe.
Yes! Under certain conditions. Says, look.
You have to peel more than you want.
Klipa ha'ru'uya la'achila. That's to say it's peel that you can eat. Verov bnei adam ochlin osa. And most people eat that peel. So don't haklipa shal agvaniya. Some people peel tomatoes.
I have an example.
Oh, it's a puach eish. Or an apple.
Yeah.
Okay. Afarshek, the agas. People, those are Israeli fruits, right? Afarshekim.
Agas is a pear.
Agas is a pear, right? Adam ochlin im klipatam. Right? Shami, that most people eat with the peel. Now, would a cucumber be included?
No. Yes.
We ate the peel all the time. I had salad peel. Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Okay.
Correct. Okay. Kol Ela, I'm in the fourth line. Mutar lahashira b'shabbat. Umutar lahashira taklipa. You're allowed to take out the peel. Afilu b'kli hamiyuchad b'kach. Even with a utensil that's designated for that purpose. I didn't write it. Shmir Shabbos Kielchasa wrote it. He didn't even hide it in the footnotes. What? I'm not making you change. You don't have to. Okay? V'afilu liklof ulaniach adabakulof ala achar zman. Let's say I want to peel my cucumber for tomorrow. Can I do that? Yes. Why? Because it's not considered boer, because I might eat the peel, because it's not unusual to eat the peel itself. Again. The point is, if I could use it with the peeler, I could do it for later too.
You're talking about Friday night for Shabbos.
Friday night for Shabbos, right? Not for after Shabbos.
All right.
Okay.
With hot water.
Okay, that's true too. Okay, Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph. Klipa. I just got to get to this. 31. Klipa she'ena ne'achel at the Rav Bnei Adam. Most people do. Let's say it's a peel that most people don't eat. Mutar lashira rak biyad.
Pomegranate.
Then I can only do it with what? A grapefruit. I can only do it with my hand. I couldn't peel it with a peeler. That'd be gross anyway. Peeler? I can't. I could do it with my hand or with a kli she'enam yuchel b'kach. A kli that's not specifically used for peeling. That would be a knife, right? Then I can peel it with a knife. A cucumber, though, I think people eat the peel. I eat the peel. I had it in my salad tonight. It's very healthy, by the way. You shoot the peel. Yeah, I think so. I think so.
As long as you say there's no wax on it.
Okay. So now, what have we covered? We're left with soup batch and soup. You want to take the soup batch out of the soup? How do you do it? You could do it. How? What's the forbidden way? Just to remove the soup nuts. What's the permissible way? Take a little soup together with it. Anybody want to add a few more? I left a bunch more. I left some more spaces. Any more questions before we go? We covered cucumbers, we covered peelers, we covered silverware, we covered strainers, we covered peaches, soup, nuts, Scrabble, grapefruits.
And don't forget the tomatoes.
Have a good Shabbos. Next week hopefully we'll do GNS, we'll cover tea, coffee, and all that kind of fun stuff. Okay? Have a good Shabbos.
Yeah.